Ordnance. At the museum, I learn I'm as tall as some bombs. 5'7". The bombs in question are dumb bombs, which means they do not question gravity. They just land where they land, bury what they can. Placed in rows, they look something like soldiers. Dumb soldiers. The placard explains how all bombs used to be dumb, how the term was coined retroactively by whoever made them smart, taught them about lasers, thermodynamics, critical theory, all the things a contemporary bomb must know to stay competitive in a growing field. War was simpler when my dad lived here. It was called Saigon then, and the bombs were so dumb they didn't even know it. All they had to do was their jobs. Christ. This place has no damn AC. The casualties are colorized, the tourists are foreigner than me, and Lenin serenades us on a loop, asking us every 3.5 minutes to imagine no possessions. My phone dings. Take museum with salt, texts Beh. It's propaganda. Fish sauce, I reply. I send him photos. Me standing in front of a nearly forgotten apartment, an elementary school, a wildlife sanctuary. I allow him to imagine me happy. I tell him on Tuesday I fed mangoes to a 10-year-old elephant. I do not tell him it was recovering from a landmine blast. I do not tell him his friend groped me last night at the bar, and I definitely do not tell him I am a communist. The world is a list of things I keep from my father. Before I leave, I run my hands over the shell of another sleeping bomb. But I'm not the only one, sings John. We're dumb as hell, full of hurt.